glad you are. Don't struggle. You may be strong enough to break through simple leather straps, but I highly doubt that you can break out of these chains. They're tough enough to hold back a fully transformed werewolf, and we both know you're not that strong. The Countess is fine, though I suspect you don't actually care for her. She's fast asleep in her chambers, where she should be. Resting, healing that perfect face. I said going for a walk around the castle wouldn't be a good idea. But no, she didn't heed my advice. Again. But no matter. Just lie still and let me do my work. I would normally promise to make this as painless as possible. But of all of the Countess's guests who have ended up here, you're my least favorite. And because you've been such an irritating thorn in my side, I'm going to have a little fun with you before you take your final breath. Just a few little cuts here and there to make you squirm like the pathetic little pet that you are. I must say, it's refreshing that you're not screaming your head off. Unlike the others. Thankfully, we're so far beneath the castle that no one can hear you. So feel free to scream your lungs out if you so desire, while you still can. How did you fall asleep so quickly? My, how calm you are. Asking questions, even when faced with the inevitability of your slow, painful death. I came across an interesting little spell in Shiloh's grimoire while carefully cleaning her tower, and quickly made a copy. I've been such a sweet, subservient little doll all these years. Shiloh doesn't bat an eye when I come to clean her rooms. I'd planned to put a paralytic in your food. It worked on all the others. But thanks to that foolish assassin, we all discovered that something like that will have little to no effect on you. But the spell wasn't as potent as I'd hoped. No matter, no matter. My preparations are almost complete. What am I preparing for? Your end and the beginning of another year. My mistress will be upset for a short while, but in time she'll return to her senses and come seeking comfort in my arms. Oh, I'm sure she'll be quite heartbroken that you've disappeared into the night. Right after she professed her undying affections to you. After she told you that she cares for you so much, she's willing to put herself at risk by letting you live. What a heartless lover you are. This blood running down your chest. This is what she loves, not you. She craves your blood, your life. Blood is everything to her, even if she says otherwise. And even if she were to make you like her, which I highly doubt you'll allow, sooner or later, she would have realized her foolishness. I'm just tidying up her little mistake before it happens. You feel it too? Good. It's the magical ley lines beneath our feet, crackling and spitting with anger. Oh, how they hate me. After abusing them all these long years. But I'll twist them and choke them and hurt them as much as I need to. For as long as I need to. Just like I did all those centuries ago when I first built this doll. Oh, that look in your eyes. Yes, you're beginning to understand. When I felt myself beginning to wither, the scent of roses choking in my lungs, like all her other lovers did, with the exception of you, I tapped into the power of the ley lines, learned how to play them like a magnificent, complex harp, and found a way to tie my soul to the beautiful creation I gifted to the Countess. The moment I died, I opened these pretty glass eyes and was there to comfort my mistress, my beloved Stefania Swan. Time passed and she kept me close. And despite the soft porcelain of my face and hands, my lingering soul allowed me to feel her hair on my fingertips, her lips brushing against mine. She was so achingly careful with me, terrified of breaking the beautiful doll gifted by someone who adored her. But little by little, I felt my soul weakening. My movements became stiff. My hands became clumsy. The shell was beginning to fall apart. And I realized needed more. So when she grew bored of me, turned me into a maid, and found another lovesick fool to draw affection from, they too began to wither, and I carried their trembling body and returned to my old laboratory beneath the castle. The Countess couldn't bring herself to throw it away after I died. I plucked at the ley lines once more, and when they breathed their last, as it turns out, Mortal souls make excellent fuel for magical constructs. I can't wait to see what a hunter's soul does. I made those ley lines sing their song of pain and agony again and again. And tonight, just for you, Hunter, I will make them shriek. Since you're not going to be fading into the night with peaceful grace, I'll just have to take matters into my own hands. So I can still be there to serve her every desire. Clean her sheets, help her bathe, watch over her while she sleeps. The time for questions is over, so do what you do best and stay quiet. How? Wait, where are my keys? You repugnant, sly-fingered serpent. You unworthy waste of blood. Like a good pet who's had their run, it's time for you to lay down and die. Put down that scalpel. Stop resisting. I need your soul. I need your senses. Just give up, Hunter. Give in. Give up. Give me your soul. I could hear the ley line screaming. No. Finally, my pendulum is working. No. It's so loud down here.
No.
And the Countess. No. My love, I could smell your blood, freshly spilt.
No.
Oh, gods.
No.
What happened here?
No.
Oh, my darling.
No.
You're hurt.
No. No.
I don't care if it's just a scratch. What?
No. No.
Serafina?
No. 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 No.
Serafina, no. What have you done?
No. No. No.
Nothing will come between us, Stefania. Not even a vampire hunter. You are everything. You are my world. Without you, I am nothing. I just wanted another chance for you to look at me the way you look at them. Wait, what are you talking about, Serafina?
Yes, that was the name you gave this doll. When I gave it to you as a gift, my finest creation, I remember you said, my talent was a gift from the heavens, and this doll was your perfect little angel, Serafina.
That's impossible. Annabelle de Honnecourt, is that really you?
Hearing my true name fall from your perfect lips, it makes up for all of the silence. silent agony that I endured all these years. Oh, my broken beauty, my Annabelle. I loved you so very much. Loved?
She was a most devout lover, and an even better servant. Because she always remembered her place. Until now. A servant should never harm a guest. Now then, my darling, let's get you properly tended to. Shiloh, be a dear and clean up this mess. Do whatever you like with this doll. I have no further use for it. When you're done, start sending out your ravens to look for new servants. Come with me, my darling. Let's get you cleaned up, and you can tell me everything that happened. This is unexpected, but fortune smiles upon us. I'm going to keep this construction somewhere safe. She's one of the most valuable treasures in this entire castle, after all. In a couple of years, she might come in handy again. The moon is in place. The wolves are ready. The signs are clear. It's time, isn't it? Well, by this time tomorrow, you'd better be certain. Tomorrow night, Hunter. Tomorrow.